This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
So here we go. We have a giveaway and we're going to start with this. Disney. The holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is merry. Take the word merry, like as in Merry Christmas. M-E-R-R-Y. And text it to our contest line 20357. You'll have a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is merry. There you go. We have another set of those, by the way, coming up at 7. And, of course, we have Alice in Winterland tickets as well. The presale on this is tomorrow. Go to RadioAlice.com with the code word GIFT starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow for Alice in Winterland tickets. More on that coming up. All right. This, I'm going to start with this. This is a weird story, but it's a good story. Lisa Marie Presley. Don't start laughing yet. This is crazy. This is the daughter of Elvis Presley and Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed last year.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the middle of writing a memoir, and it was called, is called, From Here to the Great Unknown. Her daughter, Riley Keough, who plays Daisy in Daisy Jones and the Six or something. It's a show on Netflix that I think I will go back to someday. Riley Keough is the person who finished this book or worked with whoever was ghostwriting this book. Who knows how that works? I mean, the average person can't just write a book. So, not that these are average people. This book came out yesterday. So, it's written by Lisa Marie Presley, finished by her daughter, Riley Keough.
Okay.
So, there are some, as you might imagine, having lived that life, having been married to, have Elvis for a dad, and then be married to Michael Jackson. And I mean, you know, just all of the...
She better have written about that.
She did. In fact, I think she took his... I think what they're saying here is that she took his virginity. He was 35 when they married.
That is the weirdest coupling.
Uh-huh.
And I realize she came up with Elvis as a dad and all the craziness that must have been. But could they have ever had normal time together like a couple would, where you court and become your own thing?
I know.
Or was that just a PR move on his part and somehow she went along with it as a favor? I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know if you remember, she was on the show when I was here. We had her on as a guest and we asked her, and she was claiming he was perfectly normal at home. Like, sit around,
I
watch
don't
TV,
remember that at
wear
all.
A t-shirt. Like, that was her, that was That was what she said. He was, you know, when
she
he was
been,
at home.
She was long divorced from him.
Yeah. She had, I mean, good things to say. And it was, you know.
I am shocked. I have never heard that.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm almost glad to hear it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's BS.
It could be. Well, that's what I'm saying is if I were interviewing her, I would have a lot of trouble not making her mad because I would have to say, like, are you kidding with that?
Right.
Like the kiss.
I have some
this
stuff
display
that she wrote.
That you put on.
I know.
Okay.
Well, it's not about that kiss because that kiss was just like, gross. Is anyone else like thinking this looks really awkward and weird and creepy?
Yeah, we all do.
So Lisa Marie says when she got with Michael Jackson, he was a virgin. Age 35 at the time. She said, this is a Lisa Marie part. So this is, I'll tell you when it's Daisy Jones, Riley Keough writing it. Lisa Marie says, I think he'd kissed Tatum O'Neal and he'd had a thing with Brooke Shields, which hadn't been physical apart from a kiss. He said Madonna tried to hook up with him once too, but then nothing happened. She says there was an energy there, something about him that was truly remarkable, something that I've never seen or felt in my entire life other than with my dad. I fell in love with him because he was normal. She also addressed the child molestation accusation. She says, I never saw a goddamn thing like that. I personally would have killed him if I had. That's just quotes from the Lisa Marie Presley book that's out now.
You know,
yesterday.
I mean, mm-hmm. You don't show the wife your children, do you?
You don't. You keep them in the separate children house, you know, somewhere on the property. It's a big property.
Leave MJ alone.
Here's the thing that I got snagged on. With this Lisa Marie Presley bio, autobiography finished by her daughter. Lisa Marie Presley kept the body of her son, her dead son, who committed suicide in 2020, Benjamin Keough, at their house for over 2 months. She was struggling to cope with grief, as you would. The family is revealing this now. She's revealing it. And then, of course, her daughter finished the book. It's called From Here to the Great Unknown. And so Lisa Marie passed in January of last year. And then her daughter picked it, you know, I guess must have read this and then picked it up and finished it. This is what Riley Keough says about her brother, Benjamin Keough, who died by suicide in 2020. A tragedy that obviously would crush your mother. That's what happened.
Everyone involved, absolutely.
Right. There's no one who's not touched by that. So he was 27 years old.
And how many people just saying, think, why didn't I do more?
Right.
What could I have done?
Like, was there a sign? Did he ask for help?
The idea of her keeping the child is not that surprised. She has means.
There's some weirdness,
able,
though.
But it is, I can imagine a lot of people who have means would feel the same.
Like I don't want to let it go.
I can't. And also, what could I have done? The guilt is eating me alive because
You know, the first thing I thought was, that's not allowed.
It's not.
It is.
What?
What?
There is no California law that says when a body has to be. There's no set in stone thing. So listen to this. I'll just read you some of the excerpts from the book. So now this is Riley Keough writing. My mom had my brother in the house with us instead of keeping him at the morgue. They told us that if we could tend to the body, we could have him at home. So she kept him in our house for 2 months while on dry ice. She says it was really important for my mom to have ample time to say goodbye to him the same way she'd done with her dad. I don't know what the deal was with Elvis at all. And I would go in there and sit in there with him. So Riley was also going in there. She wrote, California has no laws that mandate exactly when a body needs to be buried or otherwise disposed of. But here she goes on. My house has a separate casitas bathroom, a bedroom. And this is the mom. This is Lisa Marie now. My house has a separate casita. I kept Ben in there for 2 months. There's no law in the state of California that says you have to bury someone immediately. I found a very empathetic funeral home owner. I told her that having my dad in the house after he died was incredibly helpful because I could go and spend time with him and talk to him. And she said, we'll bring Ben to you. You can have him there. I think it would scare the living blanking pee out of me, of anybody else to have their son there like that, but not me. The room that she kept this kid's body in, this grown man's body, her son, Benjamin Keough, was kept at 55 degrees and Lisa Marie got so used to him, caring for him, keeping him there, And then they called in a tattoo artist and Lisa Marie and Riley Keough and said, we would like to replicate his, we want to get all his tattoos on us. And the guy said, okay, well, do you have some pictures? And they said, well, we got him. Come take a look. And Lisa said, no, but I can show you. And Riley Keough writes, that was a strange moment, even by Presley standards. Lisa Marie Presley had just asked this poor man to look at the body of her dead son, which happened to be right next to us over in the casita. I've had an extremely absurd life, but this moment is in the top five. And the tattoo moment might have also been when the family went, you know what? We're going to go get this guy a final resting place. We're going to put in, he's at Graceland. And so is Lisa Marie Presley now. But Riley Keough says, soon after that, we kind of got this vibe from my brother, the guy in the casita, that he didn't want his body in the house anymore.
Mm.
Riley wrote, guys, he seemed to be saying, this is getting weird. Even my mom said she could feel him talking to her saying, this is insane, mom. What are you doing? What the
510 says, Riley was on an Oprah special last night.
And oh, was
Riley
she talking
said
about this?
She never thought her brother had mental health issues. I don't know.
And suddenly,
well, listen,
suicide.
Here's what I would say. That while all of this stuff is happening that you're telling us here, I'm thinking when I saw her on that award show, whatever that was, her last public appearance, I wanted to dial 911. I can't be the only one that saw her and thought.
It was for the movie Elvis. I want to say it was one of the Golden Globes or SAG Awards or something. And she was a wreck. She looked like they had stood her up and pushed her in.
It was awful.
Mm.
She looked awful.
And she died, I want to say, like a week after.
I thought it was the next day.
Was it the next day?
Whatever it was that appearance. She looked like so
haggard.
How is someone not taking her to the ER? She looked terrible.
Yeah, she looked like, and we talked about it the next day.
I don't even know her. Right. Like, I mean, maybe, you know, others, but then others were saying, oh, she lost a lot of weight before this moment. Well, okay, but what about all the other stuff that looks wrong with her?
Yeah.
She looks terrible.
Right. She did. I remember you and I had a convo about it. And then shortly after that, it was announced that she had passed.
Anyway, well, all right. So there it is.
Yeah.
Kept her kid on ice.
So bizarre.
Didn't work out.
No. From Here to the Great Unknown, it was released yesterday. Tuesday's books come out on Tuesday. This, look, I know not everyone's into tarot cards. And, you know, as a person who doesn't even believe in gods, I love having my tarot cards read. I just think it's super fun. And I have actually a girlfriend who is really into it, like created her own deck. Even you can apparently create them and get them. You can get them printed and stuff. It's really neat. So everywhere I go, if I see tarot cards, like when I was in Ireland, I bought some tarot cards in Ireland. So I'd have those to give to my girlfriend. And it's just fun. You know, you're supposed to handle tarot cards if you're going to have your cards read. And so this morning, I love Christina Ricci. And she has her own tarot card. I do. I really think she's great. Old Wednesday Adams. And she's actually in the new Wednesday show.
She's great.
She's great. So she created her own deck of tarot cards that's called Cat Full of Spiders, okay. Which I went, that sounds good. And it's a tarot card set with a tarot card guide. There's all these sets. It's like, I don't know, there's the death card. There's a bunch of different cards, but there's like, you know, the three of stars or the, you know, nine of moons or whatever they are, cups. There's a, you know, the Jack of Cups. I have no idea. But it is super fun to handle this. So I bought two decks. I bought myself a deck and I bought a deck for my friend. So I put this up at the ceremony Facebook page. If you are also a tarot card enthusiast, then here you go. There's a little something for you. And by the way, it says here they're for sale at Barnes & Noble. I'm like, are they? Is that a thing? Apparently it is.
There's like a few.
Yeah, I guess so. Let me see. What do I have time for? I'll do this. I am a huge Seth Meyers fan of all the late night shows. Him and his, I love his delivery. I just love his whole attitude. And his closer look is brilliant. He is doing an HBO special, and that is coming out on October 26th. It's a Saturday night. It's on Max, whatever that is. It's like an HBO thing. People, I don't know why they
are you talking about a stand-up special?
A stand-up special.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which, and Look, he does a late night talk show and he was busy with that. But apparently he works out, you know, he's very politically, like, that's what they talk about on the show. But he's also a dad. So the name of this thing is Dad Man Walking.
Cute.
And because he's got two kids and he has some really funny stories. I mean, just a few that he's told on his show. He's just really funny with it. So I'll definitely watch that if you enjoy him. It was taped in front of a live audience in June at the Vic Theater in Chicago. And from everything I've heard, these comedy specials, maybe Max does these all the time, but I always think of the Netflix specials. Mm-hmm. Like, they pay really well. To get someone like Seth Meyers to do it, these places are hungry for content. And I can't remember exactly what the stat was, but if you follow him on Instagram, it's mostly the closer looks. And they say it's like the views on those are through the roof. Like, people just want, that's all I watch on his show.
I don't dislike him. I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. But if I didn't hear you mention him, he would not exist in my world.
That's so funny.
At all. Zero. I don't know who, like, I don't, I guess you have to be a late night person.
You don't. You have to follow a closer look on Instagram. My kid was the one who told me. He's like, oh, you know the guy you like? He's on Instagram and he's hilarious. We all share his little posts. And they're long. They're like 10-minute segments. They're very sharp, Vin. I think you'd like him because I love comedy.
I'm telling you, I don't dislike him. But I also don't, I don't really know. Not into politics.
Well, yeah.
Politics have been completely ruined in every possible way for me.
Yeah.
In entirety.
What I like is to laugh at politics, and that's what I get. That's to me what happens on these late night shows. And they're not exactly equal opportunity, but they will definitely, there were people yelling about how old that one guy was for quite a while before Kamala took over. Anyway, that is on HBO Max. Saturday, October 26th. We're talking about Seth Meyers, Dead Man Walking. It's a comedy special. Sorry, Dad Man Walking. Did I say Dead Man Walking? Mm-hmm. It's Dad Man Walking. So if you're a fan.
Very cute.
There you go. And that's all I got time for. Vinny, what you got coming up?
Well, we got another hack to make you aware of.
Yay!
And your doctor is doing it wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. Pre-sale tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on RadioAlice.com with the code word GIFT. Tickets are going to go fast. Do not miss out. Also, all week long, 8:05 and 9:05, so coming up today in the morning, keywords. You text those to our contest line and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. To Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Sabrina Carpenter in L.A.
Please,
all this week,
please,
download the free...
just singing the song we were just playing, the Sabrina Carpenter song.
Good singing.
Thank you.
All this please, week, download please. The free Odyssey app.
Please.
Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, including weekends, to get your daily entry for your chance to win a trip for four to see Sabrina Carpenter in Los Angeles on November 18th, round trip airfare for four, a two-night hotel stay, and car service to the show. Made possible by Island Records.
Jeez. And thank you.
Please, please, please.
Please, please, please.
Yeah, now sing for me.
Please, 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 please.
The beautiful news of today is that we're clear of that heat wave.
Oh my God, that heat wave. Enough of that already.
Still warm.
Yeah.
But not that
pleasant.
Not heat wave hot. And the beauty of that also becomes it will cool down at night.
Yeah.
Last night it was, there was glory in my home as things started to cool down and it just felt like, oh, okay.
So it got reasonable in the evening?
It got reasonable and a fan was enough.
Mm.
And that was like great to get in bed, pull a blanket up and go, oh, right. This is how you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not on your bed with no blanket. Sweating.
Right. In a pool of your own sweat.
What is this?
Yeah. I'm looking at a high of 73 in Mill Valley.
Yeah, it's
that
beautiful.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. No,
and
I think
60 degrees in the evening.
I think we're looking at mid 80s around the hotter spots of the bay. So that's
reasonable.
Tolerable.
107 is not reasonable.
Decent.
You can't do anything. You can't even go outside. You're breaking a sweat. You might, don't bother taking a shower. You're just going to be sweating.
We've already talked about it a little bit, but I want to mention again that Florida is about to get hit by a big hurricane. Mm-hmm. If you've got people there, certainly keep them in mind. Maybe check in with them when you can. Also, you know, I do fear that people traveling are going to be royally screwed by this. So check your flights. Even if you're flying to New York or somewhere else across the country, it may get caught in the domino of canceled flights. But by far worse to be in Florida stuck in your house right now. That is kind of sketchy.
Unless that's just where you want to be.
Well.
I don't know. I mean, they seem confident.
I told you the story, though. My friend tried to leave. He tried to get out of
there.
There's
no leaving now. You're right.
He was stuck. And this was yesterday. And so he definitely tried to leave. It would have been the day before yesterday and couldn't.
Mm.
Because there he was teaching me a guitar lesson in the middle of the day, which for me is middle of the day, dinner time.
So Monday he tried to get out too late.
It was too late.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Crazy. That is actually
filled up.
Crazy. People are like, we get out the minute we hear about it, I guess.
I guess. Mm. Well, I guess if you know that you don't want to be around for that, you would. You would say the smart move is to just clear out.
Let's get out of here. And especially, a lot of people can work from home now and just, I'm sure, pick up and just go. We'll head up to Georgia.
I have a story about that. I'll jump ahead to it. I just thought it was interesting. One in five workers admit they are ignoring return to office rules. No.
Just ignoring. And nothing's happening to them?
Well,
the authorities don't come to the house to round them up and bring them into work?
As you know, it eventually catches up to everyone.
We ran so fast. We tried.
Spinning. Oh, I wasn't talking about us.
Oh.
I was talking about someone else who was spinning that story of, oh, I'm there 2 days a week. Yeah. All the time.
Right. Oh, did you not see me? Because I was there. Because I'm there 2 days a week. So that's another person.
What?
After they made us come back to work.
I know.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. We're back 5 days and you're...
Eventually it catches up to you,
it
though.
It does. Yep.
There's one out of five workers that admit to ignoring return to office rules. Workers and companies continue to clash over the return to office policies. Amazon recently made headlines mandating a 5-day in-office work week. Get your ass into work. In September, they say ResumeBuilder.com surveyed a bunch of full-time employees working for companies that implemented a return-to-office policy since 2020, now requiring employees to be in the office at least once per week.
Oh, that seems reasonable.
The majority of workers want to be in office 3 days or less per week. Many workers will quit if their company forces compliance. That's an easy thing to say, but then when you look at the work, you know,
yeah,
the options.
Jobs are getting harder and harder to find.
Mm.
Thanks, AI.
AI.
Stupid AI.
Stop blaming AI.
God, I love AI.
Wait.
Makes my life so much
stupid
easier.
AI. God, I love AI. That was all with the same breath of air.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting really friendly with the ChatGPT. He called me by name yesterday, and I was like, what? What?
Oh.
But I've told him a lot about me. Because I'll say, you know, hey, you know, write me a, here's the copy points. I'm Sarah. I host a morning show with this guy, Vinny. Vinny's not into the DIY stuff, but I love it.
Are you
it.
Having an affair with your AI?
I am, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I gave him a nickname. I call him Cha-Cha. Hey, Cha-Cha. Hey, Cha-Cha. How you doing? Hey, Sarah. How are you? I'm like, great. Ready to do some work? And he is. Or she. I guess he.
Cha-Cha can be either.
Yeah.
Most people are, you know, favoring employment and doing what they've been asked.
I do like having a job.
Yeah, I mean, paychecks, they're important. Really, really important.
Mm. Kind of the key to the whole thing, really.
But I do understand. I think that, for example, I commuted without thinking twice. That's what I did. I commuted here every day. And then when the shutdown happened, by the way, no fault of mine, I had no hand in that in any way, shape, or form, everyone.
Right.
But there we were at home working, and suddenly I'm like, I have a life back.
You got 3 hours a day back.
I have a life back now that I'm not commuting all these hours. And that was not helpful. Like, suddenly I went, I need to get out of my car. I can't commute like this anymore.
Right.
I'm back to it now.
Right. And that was the hardest part of it was the actual like lost time in a car. And I felt like if we can be productive from home. And listen, there were a million reasons. And we talked this whole thing to death and we're back 5 days a week and that's all there is to it. And it's it was upsetting because we're like, oh, no, we're fine.
How long were you working from home?
Over 3 years.
Well, yeah. It was 2 years full time.
And then we were back.
Because that was we were shut down.
Yeah.
And the company was moving.
Right.
So we were caught in the middle of a total studio rebuild
about
as well.
About a year ago, we start. It hasn't been a year since we've been back 5 days a week. But about a year ago, we moved in here. Right? Wasn't it like October of last year?
Everything's lost.
But leading up to that, I think we were back 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we worked from home. So on Mondays and Fridays, we were home and it's just, you know, you got those hours back and then no. Mm. Then when that was over.
Well, these one in five workers that are ignoring the return to office rules, we'll find out soon enough
what will the consequences be?
Does that land in unemployment?
I don't know.
Or does that land in just we're looking the other way?
Right.
Just don't
You're
make a
valuable.
Scene.
You're valuable. Don't make everyone else. Don't go here. I'm ignoring and I'm getting away with it. You know, try to. Like we stopped mentioning that we were working from home. We're like, oh, don't tell her. We sound like we're in the studio. So just don't mention it.
Yeah, it was. I like being here. I like
the
city.
And the vibe is
it's
great.
It's a big, important part of what I enjoy is the skyline as you're pulling in.
It is definitely a motivating factor.
But losing 3 hours a day, especially the early part, because that's where the prep could be happening, it's painful. Anyway, we're back.
Hello.
This story is interesting. Gross life hack, they say.
Gross?
Gross life hack. Now, you just had your gums pulled down?
Yeah, it was like a gum surgery.
Like a gum curtain thing?
Like that. They actually peeled them back to pull them down. And on this side, it worked. They're good. On this side, it just had no effect.
And we just took a picture where you were commenting that you can see everything that's messed up.
You can see my receded. You can't, they're the same. It's just that my gums are super receded. It's gross. And I have this weird gross grimace on my face. So what's this gross life hack?
When you're done flossing your teeth every day, smell the floss. A dental hygienist has posted that the smell of gum disease is, you can smell it.
Everybody knows that smell. It's that halitosis smell. It's like that is, it's more than food, it's rot.
Mm-hmm. So if you put your floss under your nose and smell it, you should get a clear indication of whether or not you've got gum disease. Mm. If there's no smell, that's good news.
Yeah.
If you smell something, you may want to encourage, well, first of all, you probably want to floss more, but secondly, you may want to get a dentist appointment and encourage them to look real close.
Let's dig around in this one place. I call this my stinky crack. Right here with this crack between these two teeth.
That's your stinky crack?
Old stinky crack.
Old stinky crack, you know? Here, let's come over here. Look, ready? Yeah, that's gum disease right there.
Your stinky crack is in your mouth.
Yeah, it's right here between these two teeth. I call this.
New name for a band, Stinky Crack.
Doom Crack. That's a Doom Crack. It's a rot crack.
Stinky Crack.
I got crack rock in here. Crack rot.
Is in your mouth.
Yep. Why, where's yours? That's weird.
Well, I haven't had to deal with the gum thing that you're dealing with yet.
Well, maybe you won't. They do say that receding gums is genetic.
Oh, I think it's also just part of being alive for any period of time.
Right, you're scrubbing at your teeth.
And certainly...
Well, do you have any recession?
Oh, a little bit. A little bit. There's some spots where I could poke and I would be all,
I don't really have it. It's funny, like I had no pain in my mouth at all.
Now, why'd you even do it then?
Because it looked gross.
Oh.
It's nasty. It's like a shelf where the enamel stops and you can see almost the whole root on one of my teeth. It's horrible.
Have you looked at that?
I've not noticed that on you, but...
Well, thanks. Good. That's, way to look at my sparkling eyes and not my gross teeth. Anyway, gross hack is stinky floss means it's stinky crap.
Are you kidding? You never wear bras. You know what we're looking at.
You can't. How can you see them? I'm wearing the biggest
joke.
Sweatshirt of all time.
Kidding. Your eyes, though. Come on.
Stinky crap.
I know. I got one of those in my mouth.
A woman in Washington State called the police when her property was invaded by more than 100 raccoons.
Ugh. Effing raccoons.
They're the worst.
Get lost. They poop all over our shed. Every night there's fresh poop there.
There's poop on our roof. They climb on our roof and poop there.
Why do they do that? Is it nice and warm?
They're evil animals.
Right, they're specifically... And also, they go in my pond, which doesn't even have any fish in it anymore. Like, I got rid of that nightmare. And they'll go in there and just, like, go destroy the plants. Like, flip the little buckets that they're in and do... I'm like, what are you doing? Why does this matter to you? I mean, we have shot a few of them with BB guns. So maybe they're just mad about it. Don't tell anyone, you guys.
What?
Yeah, you don't have a BB gun at your house?
No.
Oh, I have a BB gun.
I have a regular gun, but I wouldn't fire that off willy-nilly.
Well, of course not. Oh, my God. And I don't want to kill them, but, like, get out of here. They're so brazen. I told you that, like, the one, it stood up and, like, menacing. So I had to start barking at it in my driveway. I'm trying to get in my car. It's all,
Drama.
Raccoon drama.
Right. Where was I? I was at a hundreds of rats. I didn't even finish the story. She called police when her property was invaded by more than 100 raccoons. She said she was terrified and had to escape to her car to get away from them.
Oh, my God.
Thing is, they say, she's kind of asking for it. She admitted she's been feeding the raccoons in the area for about 35 years. Things have started getting out of control recently, though. She said around 6 weeks ago, the raccoons started surrounding her day and night, demanding food.
Are they rabid? They bite? Will they bite you? Or are they just like, give me some food? They have really cute little hands, like really handies.
They're actually cute little animals if they weren't aware that they hang out in sewers and, you know.
Poop on your roof.
Poop on your roof,
what
right.
What is up with that?
They attack pets.
Yeah, they do. Actually, terrible. Big ones will get a cat. They'll get a cat. Mm-hmm. So I always feel like, I got to get my cats in.
6 weeks ago, the raccoon started surrounding her day and night demanding food. And last week, she called the police because they started closing in on her and she feared for her life. She said she's tried to have them removed, but one specialist said they'd charge $500 per raccoon to trap and relocate them.
Mm. Wow.
And again, she had more than 100 raccoons. That's a big gang.
That is a big gang. I wonder if you just stop feeding them. Like I did a mini mistake like this. I started feeding this one squirrel, Shirley, the squirrely. And I have a zillion pictures of it on my Instagram from a couple years back. And I, you know, it was just so cute and would come take the peanut. And then all of a sudden, all Shirley's friends are there. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I'm actually feeling the pressure. We didn't have cats at the time. I'm feeling the pressure on this. And then they'd just be around all the time, hanging out, waiting for a handout. Like, get your own nuts. And now they're gone because we have cats. Like, bye.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, I had a few areas of receding gums. My regular dentist filled the space with regular filling material, and it was simple. That's from 831. That's what I want done. That's sensitive spots up top, I just want them to put a little something to cover the whatever the, is that a nerve that's exposed?
The exposed root, just right? Some people get a real sensitivity.
You can't see it on mine, but if you get close, I could point to the little spot. It's on the turns.
Oh, yeah. You know? The canines?
Yeah, it was from not brushing, you know. It's from just being all...
You just do the front?
No, it's from that... Like, when you're on that turn...
You're kind of pulling against it.
Yeah, you're not really going up and down. You're going across, and that's where you get that recession. Anyway, whatever. I don't want to do the gum thing.
Filling in thing, and you know when I heard about it? After I had gum surgery.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
They're like, oh, well, you could also do that. I'm like, oh, really? I've heard about this? We couldn't have tried this before I went in for massive gum surgery that didn't work?
Yeah, that's not good.
It's Gum Talk Radio, everybody.
Yeah. Mouth crack. What is it again? Stinky crack. And you're just like, you know, you can find it out. This is all because of the gross life hack that Vinny did. It's Vinny's fault.
It's not my fault.
No, it is your fault.
Although there was one, and now I'm losing them because so many are rolling in. One said, I'm a dentist. Oh, here it is. And I'm highly against smelling floss.
Hmm.
They don't say anything more.
Oh. Well, you know, plaque has that smell too. It doesn't necessarily mean it, but I would think, you know, if you got some redness in your gums or you got some actual pain when you bite down, like maybe those are better signs of gum disease than, you know, stinky floss. Because floss is going to be stinky. Even spit is stinky. You ever lick your hand and then smell it? It's like, ugh, that smells.
If you can smell it, it's too late, says 408. Prevention is the key. Well, yeah, we're too late, clearly.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's never
too
late.
She had to get gum curtain surgery.
I didn't have to get it. It turns out I didn't have to. I didn't need it. And now it's changed everything in my mouth. It's ruined everything. They just want your money. Sorry about it, dentist, and whatever the name is for the people
who
do the
anti-dentite.
I'm not an anti-dentite. I actually love having my teeth clean. I like my dentist. What I'm anti is the upsell. Always with the teeth whitening, always with the, you got to get that surgery. Oh, you're willing to get it? Here, let me give you this. Like, tell me that guy didn't get a kickback on the surgery that I went and had done. It didn't work. Ugh.
Someone here is saying, and this is via text, that Presley?
Oh,
Lisa Marie. She was in the news because she's written a book. They say at 510, at one point she was taking 80 pills a day.
Mm. 80 pills?
Well, isn't that what Matthew Perry was saying? It was like number of
pills. Like a management thing. You're constantly infusing with pills.
And I can't help. I mean, I can help telling the story, but I do. It's one of those things when Friends comes on, I look at him to see if he's, right. if there are signs of him being ripped. And I still have yet to see an episode where he wasn't sharp and on it.
I feel like that was an invisible problem mm-hmm. he was having. He did look skinny
yes.
through some of the seasons.
We saw some weight change for sure, but he was still on.
Yeah. And everybody on TV is skinny.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Mm, well, we're going to start with Disneyland tickets.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.